WCYB Cybercrime Radio. My name is Zach Hack. This is Cybercrime News. Here's what's happening. CBS News reports starting this summer, taxpayers wanting to access their online accounts on IRS.gov will be required to take a selfie and verify their identity with ID.me. The IRS says the move is necessary to protect taxpayers from potential identity theft. But privacy advocates say it's invasive and point out the company behind ID.me has a spotty record in verifying people's identities. An IRS spokesperson noted Americans would not need to take a selfie or make an ID.me account in order to file their tax return. Scammers are taking advantage of an OpenSea bug in order to purchase valuable NFTs at a much cheaper price than their current listing, according to Bitcoinist. A blog post states that by exploiting this flaw, one attacker paid a total of $133,000 for seven NFTs before quickly selling them for $934,000. OpenSea is the largest NFT marketplace. From ARS Technica, hacktivists in Belarus said yesterday they infected the network of the country's state-run railroad system with ransomware and would provide the decryption key only if Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko stopped aiding Russian troops ahead of a possible invasion of Ukraine. A British hacker accused of being involved in a $47 million cryptocurrency heist will not be extradited to the U.S. because of his Asperger's and mental health, a judge ruled, reports the Daily Mail. Corey DeRose is wanted in the U.S. for allegedly using a technique called SIM swapping when he was a teenager to steal the identities and cryptocurrency wallets of American citizens. DeRose has a history of self-harm and attempted suicide. Bloomberg reports the 19-year-old cybersecurity researcher who remotely accessed dozens of Tesla vehicles through a third-party flaw has a new trick, hacking the car owner's email addresses to notify them that they are at risk. Earlier this month, David Colombo discovered a flaw in a piece of third-party open-source software that led him to remotely hijack some functions on about two dozen Teslas, including opening and closing the doors or honking the horn. The Department of Homeland Security warned the U.S. response to a possible Russian invasion could result in a cyber attack launched against the U.S. by the Russian government or its proxies. We assess that Russia would consider initiating a cyber attack against the homeland if it perceived a U.S. or NATO response to a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine threatened its long-term national security. A DHS intelligence and analysis bulletin sent to law enforcement agencies around the country and obtained by ABC News. That's what's happening. This is Zach Hack for Cybercrime Radio.